raise it and thrash it and haul it to Vernon and sell it for 25 cents a bushel. Mm. Well, now, where would they make any money at it now that way?
Yeah.
Expense.
Boy. This isn't Greer County here, is
this
it?
Is a, this was originally Roger Mills County. And Cheyenne was a county seat, you know, of Roger Mills County. Well, then there was a lawsuit pending between Old Greer County, as they call it now, and the United States for Greer County. Mm-hmm. Between Texas, I mean, and the United States for Old Greer County. And when that lawsuit was settled and got statehood, you know, well, of course the United States won the suit and they made it part of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And they cut it up into counties and cut a strip off of this side along the river here and a strip off of Roger Mills County and made Beckman County. Mm-hmm. And Sarah was made the county seat.
And Elk City tried to get it,
and never did get in good humor over it because it didn't.
let's see, how do you harvest cotton?
Oh, well, then they just go in with cotton sacks and pick it in hand. Mm-hmm. Now they have strippers, they call it. They do a lot of picking it just by hand. The first that opens, you know, the better cotton, and then go into the stripper and finish it up later on. Mm-hmm.
And what do they call it when they cultivate a cotton patch?
Well, they chop the cotton with hoes, they call it, an old word, and then...
You see, chopping cotton, that means what? Cutting the weeds out?
Cutting the weeds and cutting it to what they call a stand, you know, leave it. Not leave it too thick.
Oh,
sometimes it's too thick, you know, and mm-hmm. then that's leaving this, they call it a stand of cotton, like mm-hmm. they want it in the rows, and then they go into the cultivators and
plow. Mm-hmm. I heard Bobby Drew's dad talk about chopping cotton, and I never knew what that meant.
Mm-hmm. Well, that chops the weeds out, and chops the cotton out and leaves it to the stand, you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, they usually use it about a and half apart, or maybe hardness to four in the rows.
Mm-hmm. To talk about your house again, did you have a fence around it?
Yes, fence.
Well, what kind of a fence was it?
It was wire.
The kind with the little sharp things on it? Or?
Yes, barbed wire fence. And then we set out trees all different kind of trees. Had a beautiful grove of locusts. Well, I suspect we had different kinds of trees in the yard. But there's been several storms, and it's all going up now.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the bad thing about some trees. They blow down and they break.
Well, they've had some pretty bad storms out there the last few years. The big trees, some of them up in the roof, and broke the, what was left up and running off.
Did any of those die of lack of water?
Anyone die?
Any of the trees?
No, I don't remember of it. When we first set them out, you know, we watered them. We kept uh-huh. them watered until they got up and started growing.
And did they have wooden fences here in the early days, or do they have them even today with white paint on them around the house?
Nothing unless they, some people do, I suppose, now, but they didn't, you never used to see them mm-hmm. in the early days.
See, what kind of a fence would you call that?
Well, it was a...